Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. White reaches second base with a double. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Strickland moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strickland tags and scores. Hegan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mauch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus throws to second for 1. And Mauch throws to first, and Gurnett drops the ball. Colavito moves to third. Strickland moves to second. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Colavito scores. Strickland moves to third. Hegan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Jim Busby. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mauch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing third base. Al Smith now playing center field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Pete Daly now catching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Avila goes all the way around to score. Smith moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mock moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mock scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 8-2, Indians. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Rudy Minarsin now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Rudy Minarsin. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mauch takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Mauch moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.